Let's Talk Ministry. Thank you for joining us on this Friday. I do want to encourage you, if you're not part of the Abide, grab a booklet. I've really enjoyed the first couple days of the booklet. And I've also really enjoyed the opportunity just to pray together. So if that's not something you're part of, I still want to encourage you to do that. It's been really, really neat to be together with different people and praying together. So I'm excited about that. And so I would encourage you to be part of that. Also mark your calendar for the 24th. We will be gathering on the 24th at the Circle and praying. So love for you to join us down there. Reading Psalm 133. Behold how good and pleasant it is, brothers, to dwell in unity. And I was thinking today as I'm recording this Let's Talk, what a cool opportunity that we have to dwell in unity in our community around the most important thing, which is the gospel. All of our churches won't agree on the other things, but the gospel we will be in agreement on it. And I don't know about you, but it's one thing just to see as you read through, like I'm just doing reading Psalms and get to 133 and dwelling in unity and really kind of thinking about what God is doing in our community with the different local churches around prayer, around fasting, around worship. It's just so cool. And so, we live in a very, very unique community, and we want to thank the Lord for that. Highlands County is an awesome place. But inside of that is the opportunity for us to partner with the gospel, partner with loving people, partner with that Jesus is the hero of the story, and to join with other churches. So we're not in competition with other churches, but we're joining with other churches around the gospel, seeing that the gospel is saturated in our community. And knowing we have a lot of work to do, like knowing that there's probably 100,000 people that won't be in church this coming weekend. So in all of Highlands County, you know, that's a lot of people. You know, maybe 10,000 will be in church. And so, wow, what a neat opportunity for us to be involved and be excited about it. And so just pray with us, and I'll be praying for you. That we just continue around this unity thing. You know, we might not have numbers, but there's never say, well, if we have 50 in the fellowship hall on a prayer morning, which we don't have that number, 50 is better than 15. Well, not necessarily, because God always works in the small things. And that's been a neat reminder for me. Man, I want everybody to be there and think, well, if everybody's there, then, man, we're doing something. But the reality is God never uses everybody. God uses the few. And so just because there's 500 or 50,000, the numbers don't matter. What matters is God wants to do something in our community. God wants us to gather and pray together. God wants us to be united with each other, going forward around the gospel, having each other's back in a world that is broken, that we have people that we can lean on, people that are excited about the things that we're excited about. And so as you enter into your Friday, hopefully you've read your Abide book. If not, grab one at a local church, or it is you can get it online, abide21.com. Join us as we work together, walk together, love together, pray together in our community that the gospel goes forward. Jesus, thank you for this day and this opportunity to seek your face, to cry out to you, to be involved, and then to read how blessed it is to dwell in unity. And so, God, I pray that you would continue to allow local churches to be excited about the gospel, moving forward for your glory. What a privilege it is to be shoulder to shoulder, arm in arm, for the thing that really does matter, celebrating the death, burial, and resurrection of you, Jesus. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great day.